Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 37, entitled, Heaven. Heaven, what will it be like? The Bible gives us a more complete picture of heaven than we might guess. First, we can take a little look at what heaven won't be. In heaven, there will be no power shortages, for God is all-powerful. No bumping into things in the dark. No sleepless nights, for there is no night there. Revelation 21, verse 25. Nor will there be bills, hospitals, bank accounts. In fact, heaven will have no complaints, no backtalk, no hate, no fear, no crime. Are you really ready to live in heaven? Now let's take a close look at what heaven will be like. Heaven will be a place of fellowship. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself. John 14, verse 3. The children of God shall meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17. He who overcomes, I will give him the morning star. I am Jesus. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Revelation chapter 2, verses 26 through 28, and Revelation 22, verse 16. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Isaiah 65, verse 24. Heaven will be a place to worship God. When Isaiah speaks for the Lord of the new heavens and earth, he prophesies that all flesh shall come to worship before me. Isaiah 66, verses 22 and 23. The Apostle John also predicts the same thing, saying, For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee. This is Revelation chapter 15, verse 4, and chapter 21, verse 24. Surely heaven will be a place of joy and productive work. We can be sure that in heaven we will be like God and Jesus, and they have always worked. Jesus said, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. John chapter 5, verse 17. We find this same description of the new heavens and new earth in Revelation 21, verse 1, and Isaiah 65, verse 17. Isaiah describes it as a place of joy, where there will be no tears, nor the sound of crying. This is in Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 19. Also, Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, and Revelation chapter 7, verse 17. Isaiah continues to show us it will be a place where one can labor and see his labor bear fruit. This is in Isaiah 65, verses 21 through 23. Heaven will have a beauty beyond our imagination. The best John could do to describe heaven was to say it was like an entire city of transparent gold. He says, The walls of the new city are precious jewels. The gates are 12 single pearls. The city itself and its streets are pure gold, yet like transparent glass. This is found in Revelation chapter 21, verses 18, 19, 21. And the whole city is lighted by the glory of God. Heaven is a place of matchless blessings. Jesus has prepared a mansion for us there. Great treasure is stored up for us. In fact, the saints will inherit all things. Revelation 21, verse 7. The leaves of the tree of life will guarantee our health, and the crystal pure water of the river of life will flow from the throne of God to the tree of eternal life. For the first time since the Garden of Eden, God's children may eat out of this tree in his paradise. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, and Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. In heaven, we will be given new names, new imperishable bodies, and we will be clothed in the white robes of righteousness. We will be glorious living stones, pillars in the eternal temple of God. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52, 1 Peter 2, verse 5, and Revelation 3, verse 12. Best of all, heaven with God and Jesus will be a place of love. God in tender love will wipe away all your tears. Revelation 21, verse 4. The angels will rejoice as heaven fills with righteous Christians. 2 Peter 3, verse 13. Those spirits hungered and have thirsted to humbly live with God, those with pure hearts, those who have willingly endured persecution, and those who have lived for God's peace will live together in life and love forever and ever. And this place is heaven.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of